On the line, Mr. Chad Morgan. Good morning.
How are we going there?
How are you going there, Chad?
Pretty good, mate. Pretty good.
Yeah, you are the Lifetime Achievement Award winner from the Queensland Music Awards, eh?
Yes, I found out, yeah.
Well, you've had a few ups and downs. I did a gotcha call once to 4GY in Gympie when they announced that you'd passed away.
Oh, yeah.
I rang the breakfast show. The guy, I don't know where he got that information from that you'd passed away. And I rang and I said, "G'day, it's Chad here. I understand you, you know." And the producer went, "Oh, I'll just put you on hold, you know." Yeah, how did you deal with that, Chad? Did you give him a blast?
Give him a really good blast, yeah. They sent me a very nice apologetic letter. Apparently they got it from somewhere on the internet. Somebody in America named Chad Morgan had died.
Oh, right. That internet, eh? It's just, yeah. You just can't trust it, can you?
You got to check everything out before you start opening your mouth.
Yeah, that's it.
Now you're still working. You're still performing.
Yeah. I just did a show up at Capella on Saturday, and then I go up to Rockhampton to the Boulder Bash this weekend up with Keith Jamison.
Well, we've got a listener, Farmer Brian, and he's keen for you to go to his 80th birthday party. When's that on? I'll put it down here somewhere. Oh, 18th of February. You have to check your diary. Mate, you're so popular, right? Oh, pardon me. Yeah, you're so popular, mate. You're still out there doing it. I saw you at the... I think it was Farm Fantastic I saw you at, and oh, a million years ago, I used to be a drummer and I backed you at in Bundaberg somewhere.
And, oh, geez, eh?
Yeah. And the beauty of that show that you did then, someone up the back heckled you, and that's the worst thing to do.
I love that.
Yeah, you can't wait for it to happen in your act, can you?
No.
I can't say it on air, but oh my God, you nailed him. Hey, tell me, are you still writing any songs or are you just doing shows? And
No, I'm still writing a few, not as much as I used to. I'm not bloody busy doing other things now, but now and again I write one. The last one I written was called The Duck and Willis Stud.
The Duck and Willis Stud.
Yeah.
And where did that come from?
Oh, just about the old times out of Duck and Willis, out of Scrubby Creek, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah.
Out of all the country miles that you've travelled, what's your favourite place to go visit every now and then?
Oh, gee, well, that's very hard. There's not much of Australia that I don't like. I love Tasmania. That's one of my favourite states.
I haven't been down there. I'd love to go down and have a look.
Oh,
see.
It's beautiful down there. The people are so... It's just a wonderful place to be.
You know, I get up on the net occasionally and I punched in Chad Morgan and... that talent quest you did where you did the Sheik from Scrubby Creek a million years ago, no vision, just audio. It sounded just like your recording. It was just great. Is that where it all started? You took off from there?
Yeah, that's where it all started from there, yeah. Mm. Yeah, so I didn't do much. I was in the Air Force at the time and... one of the officers used to run a boxing tournaments all around Ipswich and Brisbane, and he heard me and he asked me would I sing in between bouts in the ring. So that's how that started. And then Australia's Amateur Hour were doing auditions in Brisbane, and one of the other fellows in the Air Force with me, we didn't like him very much. He wasn't a bad singer, but he was a crooner type. And he came back Skype and he was going in for a audition. And, of course, the mate said, "Oh, you're not going to let him get away with that. You know, you have a go." And I said, no. So they dared me. And of course, that was the worst thing to do, was to dare me. And I went in and I was fortunate enough. was straight on and into the final.
Wow.
And,
isn't that amazing that that's still around? You know, I've listened to that. That's amazing that technology's dragged all that stuff up, and you can punch it in, listen to yourself right back then, before when your mates dared you. That moment when you had to sing, and whammo, you just took off. It was great.
Yeah, the record company, EMI, heard it, and they said they'd record me. It was funny when the Amazon mob told me that EMI wanted to record me. I said no. I said, I want to record for Ziegler Zone, if only nothing at all. That was my life's ambition, because that was the cowboy record, the red and green. And
the red and green label, eh? Ziegler Xylophone, yeah.
Yeah, and that was the cowboy label in those days. And I said, no, I won't record for EMI. I want to record. And they said, but EMI is Ziegler Zone, if only.
So you were a bit green then, and then a little bit red, probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Christ, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, mate. Well, look, you know, you've had a. Can you feel the resurgence in the interest in you? I mean, like it's like your royalty, mate.
Well, I can. It's just like I'm starting all over again, and things are just happening that, you know, I thought would have happened years and years and years ago, and everything's happening now.
It's strange, isn't it?
It is.
This new technology kind of works for us older blokes. Like, I've got a character called Agro that was on television, and there's some outtakes on YouTube that they've had 2.7 million hits on them.
Yeah, it's unreal, yeah.
And I noticed the last time you came into 98.9, one of the young blokes had bought one of your old vinyls, and he followed you around the station until you signed it for him. It's like, you know, it's a whole new audience for you, hey?
It is. And what's happening is I've got about four generations now that somebody, their parents are fans of mine, and they play them to them, and then they've never seen me or heard me, and then they have a look and see me on Facebook or something, and then they want to see me. And then I get lots of people, especially women coming in, and they say, oh, my mother had that photo taken with me when I was a baby. Now I got mine. I want that photo taken with you too, and all those sort of things.
Yeah. Oh, mate, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. It really is. And I watched your doco, and when you were at the muster and that band was tuning up or plugging their amps in, and you turned around, and it took me back to... It took me back to Bundaberg when that bloke made the mistake of heckling you. They were behind the curtain. You were trying to do your show up in front of the curtain, and you turn around and give them a mouthful. I just loved it. Well, thanks for talking to us, Chad. Have a good day. What are you doing today, mate? What are you doing today? Just kicking around?
Well, I just got back from Capella yesterday, so I'll just check all the gear out again, see if everything's all right, and get ready for next weekend.
Oh, wonderful. All right, mate. Well, thanks for talking to us. What are we going out with, Clay?
Going out with Beautiful Queensland. Thanks, Chad.
It's a pleasure, man.
You've all read the beautiful story of the countries far over the sea, from whence came our ancestors to establish this land of the free. There are some folks who still like to travel to see what they have over there, but when they go look, it's not like the book, and they find there is none to compare. Beautiful, beautiful Queensland, up where the wildflowers grow. We're proud of our beautiful climate, where we never see ice or snow. You can live on the plains or the mountains, or down where the sea breezes blow, and you're still in beautiful Queensland, the most wonderful state that I know. You can travel on beautiful highways, by the city, the village and farm, or sail up above on the skyways, and the beauty below you will charm. White cotton, green forests, blue rivers, sugar cane fields and fruit trees are there. You can look the world over and then you will say that Queensland has beauty to spare. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Queensland, up where the wildflowers grow. We're proud of our beautiful climate, where we never see ice or snow. You can live on the plains or the mountains, or down where the sea breezes blow. And you're still in beautiful Queensland, the most wonderful state that I know.